recording of the June 25, 2018 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Boardroom.
So Susan Reeves has not arrived. I believe she is coming. Bettina Chastain, Director Chastain, Director Crawford's here in the room. And then Director Morse is online, and I believe Director Henderson is online. All right. Anyways, so first up, the first action is the approval of the agenda. And first off, I wanted to understand if there's any changes. Okay, I do have one item, and in our last operations committee meeting, we broke out a subcommittee to review and move forward on the CEO KPIs, and so I'd like to at least identify that as a CEO, or I guess it'd be under correspondence. That's the best section in here. So if someone would please make a motion on that.
I move that we add a report on the CEO evaluation to be included under the CEO report.
Second.
That's fine. Close enough. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded that we add in a section for a subcommittee of CEO performance evaluation and for the approval of the agenda as amended. Is there a motion?
Motion I guess. Approved.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay. So the motion for the agenda as amended has been seconded. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. The second item is approval of the minutes from the last meeting. I hope everybody's had time to review those from March 24th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
There's been a motion made to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
The motion's been seconded. All those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No one's opposed, so motion passes. The minutes have been approved. Persons to be heard, I don't believe there are any. So we'll go on to the next section, is CEO reports and correspondence, and there are none listed. However, this is where I think we have amended it to include the subcommittee CEO performance evaluation status. One of you want to give it, or I can give it. Where? I mean, who showed up?
I would just say we're making progress. I attended that meeting, Harry, I, and Stuart, right?
No, as
you were gone.
Correct.
It's difficult to achieve the goal when we, you know, don't have a consistent group, and you were gone, so that was too bad. But we made good progress incorporating comments that you had provided and Rachel had provided, and we went through, and our overall effort is to streamline the performance review so it's not so much anguish at the end of the year, and also to have this particular year's performance review and initiatives really reflect the main initiative of the company. And so we had a good productive conversation with Lee afterwards as part of the meeting, and we agreed that we're making progress, but we aren't finished.
Okay, and I think one of the actions is consolidation of the comments, and I'm taking the lead on that for this. So that will be done very soon in the next week. So I think that's all under that section. New business is the next item on the agenda. And that's specifically Board Policy 206, Statement of Functions of the Operations Committee and Committee Review. Who did that? Or
I think this just comes up automatically, doesn't it? Because we have to have review of our...
Okay.
Correct. So this was a review that probably was initiated by Tom as part of his oversight of the policies. And unless the committees change, there wouldn't really be a reason to change it.
So I do see one discrepancy in what the policy states and how we're operating right now. Is the policies identified that there's supposed to be 5 board members appointed to the operations committee. Currently we have 4. I would believe that during the next regular board meeting, a 5th board member would be.
So I thought about that after you brought it up and I talked to Connie about it, and I think we're just going to wait until
we have a full slate.
We have a full slate on the board, and then we will assign someone to that empty seat. So we have this meeting, and I guess we'll have one more update meeting before maybe we have a full
right. But by the next time of the next operations committee meeting, we should have a.
We should.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
I will stay tuned. So next on the agenda is executive session. Is there a motion?
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025(c)(1) and (3), the Board of Directors go into executive session to discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and 2, to discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
There's a second. There's a motion and a second to go into executive session. Any discussion? With no discussion, everyone in favor, all the directors in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 And opposed? We are now in executive session. Okay, we're out of executive session. We'll move on to new business. And make sure I'm... So the first item of new business is MLMP approval of the integration consulting agreement.
I move that the operations committee recommend to the board of directors to authorize the chief executive officer to execute the integration consulting agreement as discussed in executive session.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? There's been a motion and a second to approve the integration consulting agreement. Is there any discussion? Director Chastain?
I have one little comment on that. Would like to request that when we're doing our updates that we follow that how that contract is going.
Absolutely.
Really well.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's a 20-week thing, but yeah. It'd be nice to know sooner than later how they're doing and what the status is. Yeah.
All right. Any additional discussion? Okay, so all in favor of the motion to approve the integration consulting agreement, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
This is...
The motion was actually recommended.
To recommend, and I was going to change that. So let me restate that. The motion and second was to approve the recommendation of the integration consulting agreement. And I'm going to re-vote on that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion to recommend the approval of the integration consulting agreement to the full board of directors passes. The second one is for the authorization to negotiate asset purchase agreement for potential acquisition. This is recommendation to the board. Is there a motion? And do we want to be more specific what we're approving? Because
like we want to.
There is some specific language.
Okay, then you go ahead and do it.
I move the operations committee recommend that the board of directors authorize the chief executive officer to negotiate and develop an asset purchase agreement with the municipality of Anchorage for the purchase of all or a majority interest of MLP with expected savings of at least $110 million and subject to due diligence under terms and conditions substantially the same as discussed in executive session.
Second. There's been a motion and a second to recommend to the Board of Directors the authorization to negotiate asset purchase agreement for potential acquisition. Is there any discussion? Since there's no discussion, the motion and second is on the floor. All in favor to recommend to the Board of Directors the authorization to negotiate the asset purchase agreement for potential acquisition, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, signify by saying no. And this motion also passes. All right, I think that's all. Now we have director comments. And for director comments, I'm going to start on the telephone monitor screen. Director Morris?
Sure, thank you. I have just a couple things. I wanted to say first thanks to Director Crawford, because it was your director comments last time that reminded us at the operations meeting that this whole concept of the acquisition was something that we had asked for and that we expected great things, that it was going to be positive, and that we're really expecting to get value from that. So I appreciate that balance to all the needling and due diligence work that we do and feel as we go through and try and make sure we get that balance. I think it's good for us to remember that we ask for this. I still feel like some of the conversation is we're being presented with the best case scenario or what we hope for the results to be. And I'm heavily encouraged in some of the conversation that we had tonight where staff were forthcoming about here's what I think is the greatest risk, or here's where we have some uncertainty, or here's where we don't quite know. Here's how we're kind of putting in a plan B. Here's how we're thinking of sharing the risk with MLNP. That kind of conversation, as opposed to sort of the rosy view, is really what helps me feel more and more comfortable with the conversation moving forward, with the information and the process that we have. So I really appreciate, you know, I think that work that we've done in the conversations that we've had, the work that that has happened in those weekly participations from board members in some of those meetings, has really, really helped. So I appreciate all of that conversation, and I am feeling better and better about the level of conversations we're having and the due diligence that we are conducting. So thank you very much for all the work.
And I believe Director Henderson has signed off. Let's start in here, Director Reeves.
Well, the more I hear, the more I learn, and I'm sorry I'm such a dense cow, but I am eventually coming to understand what it is that we're doing, and I really appreciate the updates. I think it's terrific that the board, I mean, I certainly feel like I'm fully informed about the transaction. I know it's must be a hassle for you to come in here and have to repeat, you got to be running 1,000 miles an hour, and so you got to step back. But it's probably good for you too. It's probably good for the whole process. And anyway, I really appreciate it, and I apologize for so many questions.
No, don't apologize at all. They're all very welcome.
Director Reeves, I mean, Director Chastain. Director Reeves again. Director Chastain, any comments?
I really can't add much more than what Rachel and Susan said. We come in here and get more and more informed, and I feel too like we are understanding it. It might take us a little while, but we're understanding it. You know, doing our due diligence as you are doing your due diligence, and I just really appreciate you guys answering the questions that are, I'm sure, just bugging you when we ask them, but We appreciate it. You guys are doing a fantastic job, and I think that will serve us all very well in the end. So thank you.
Director Crawford.
I think now is the time that we just have to keep our eye on the prize, because it's going to be a long road to hoe here.
Lee, do you have any?
No, I just really appreciate the support. There are no, dumb answers or dumb questions. Might be dumb answers, but no dumb questions. It makes it for a much better process. And ultimately, when I'm sitting in front of the RCA as a policy witness, it's much easier because they're going to say, well, did you talk to the board about this? And, did you answer all the questions? And if I can say, yes, it is a better process. And I always appreciate the feedback. And, you guys always ask good questions. So don't ever think that it's not something you can't ask. So please continue.
All right. Just a couple quick comments for me is going through some of the board director training that you go through NRECA, they really drive the point about asking questions and challenging, and it's really nice to see it from everyone, not just one person. Sometimes one, but no, it's really coming from all the board, and I think it's bringing value. It's helping us all get a better understanding of the overall picture of what we're trying to do and accomplish. And I really appreciate you and your team's level of effort to respond to those questions and try to bring us up and keep us informed on this. So with that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
In a second. Motion's been made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye. Bye, Rachel.
She looks tired.
Everybody's raising their hands. Opposed? We're adjourned.